Joining us by telephone is Chuck Collins. He's with FishingBoatingOutdoors.com, and he is the producer for a couple of big shows that are coming to the area. The first one, the third annual sports show. It's at the Patriot Center in Rothschild. First of all, Chuck, you've got a lot of people coming into this show from all over the country.
Yeah, it's grown, and we've got a nice group of folks. The sports show, of course, is really a boating and fishing and fishing destination show, but it's primarily a Midwestern show. We've got folks from, again, obviously a 3, 4, 5 state area, as well as guides and folks from Canada and a couple of manufacturers from outside the Midwest, but pretty much a Midwest show.
I noticed that the itinerary also includes some famous names from people you might see on TV, like Dave Zanda, for example, or maybe Mike Mihalik.
Yep. Well, Dave, of course, I've worked with Al Lindner and Al Lindner's group, and to me there's no better group of folks on a national basis than Al. And Dave Sand, of course, is co-host of Lindner's Angling Edge over there, and Dave is probably one of the premier multi-species fishermen, kind of old school. You know, they don't make them like that anymore, and he's got stories to tell, and he's a fantastic author, too. The other guy that I think is really predominant coming on up, and that's probably the foremost fly fishing guy in the country, and that's Pat Ehlers. Pat has not only fished all over, I don't think he keeps anything less than 20 pounds on a fly rod. He's an inventor and a writer, and both of those guys are just top-notch as far as knowing the industry and have been around for a long time.
One of the things that's interesting in your show here is you have a lot of people coming in that can speak to the avid fisherman, but you also have people that can speak to those that want to learn more about fishing, maybe some rookies or people that haven't done so much fishing but want to get better at it.
I tell our seminar speakers that it's better to just identify with the audience, forget the dog and pony show and bragging how many fish you've caught, but let's give some tips to the people in the audience. The other thing that's exciting to me is we have quite a kids area. We've got the Real Kids Fishing with the Bassbusters Fishing Club, and that's a little competition where some of the kids that score high can go on to a regional contest. But the D.C. Everest High School Fishing Club is giving a little fishing area, too, with identifying fish, knot tying, and every kid that goes through the little class gets a prize. So we've got a lot of stuff for the kids, and rafting, kayaking, and, you know, trying things out. So it's called let's not have any more couch potatoes, and let's get in the outdoors.
There are several people that know Wausau has a championship kayak course but have no idea how to do it or how to even get started. In fact, some of my friends have never even tried a kayak before, and this might be a good place to find out more about it.
Yeah, it's getting very, very popular. Not only, of course, just pleasure kayaking, and, of course, whitewater kayaking. That's a totally different story. But kayaking is also getting very popular for fishing because you can access places that you can't in a V-bottom boat with 115 horse on the back.
Boats, pontoons, canoes, all kinds of equipment, the tackle, the people to talk to. Not much that's missing in this show, is there?
I think it's a quality show. I'm familiar with most shows. It's not as big a show as you'd have in Milwaukee or Madison, but I think from a quality standpoint, it's every bit as good, and our lineup is good, and I think it's a good show, and by golly, it's a growing show. A lot of shows are having a tough time right now because of facility costs and so on. Wausau is located, the highways in and out, and just the middle of the gateway to all fishing countries. You've got it made up there.
Looks like the sponsorship is helping you out with keeping the cost down. Looks like you've got Leinekugels, Pepsi, Ram trucks on board. And cost for getting in, only $6 for adults, 12 and under free. So really a reasonable cost to take the family out and learn some things about the outdoors.
We hope to keep it that way. You never know what lies ahead, but we hope to keep it that way.
Anything I haven't asked you about you'd like to add about the show?
It's in its third year. We've got a little bit, I think, too, the women obviously are getting to be as good a fisherman. In fact, many, many ways I can make an argument that women are better fishermen than men. But we've got some stuff for the women, too. Of course, we've got cooking and good fish recipes and some good gifts and some pretty good wildlife art, too. So we've got a little something where if somebody's into the musky tackle, somebody can be over there with dips and a little bit of art.
The show starts Friday, February 15th, goes 3 to 9, and it's also on Saturday and Sunday. Chuck Collins joining us. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.